You're listening to the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. I'm Josh Parker, the creator and aggregator of web content that is Schlichto.com.
Yes, he is, and I'm Dr. Popular. I don't really know how to make websites.
And this is the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, the official Yo-Yo podcast of yoyowiki.org.
I'm sorry, Josh, I don't want to interrupt. You're just getting started and you sound fantastic, but it's the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast and, you know, the official website. I just wanted to just, because I didn't want our people to get confused and not the, what does he mean by that?
It is the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
No, it's the.
Well, I guess it's the if you're from the South.
Which of course I am.
Oh.
So officially it's the.
Well, I guess if you're below, if you were born below the Mason-Dixon line, you can say, what is it?
The.
Yeah. I guess. But if you're smart, you would say the.
Hmm. All right.
No, I just made a lot of enemies. And we're only like 30 seconds into the show.
So we're going to have two different podcast versions then. We'll have the podcast and we'll have the podcast.
Yep. Which, ironically, it's spelled the same. Yeah. I don't know why.
Download the podcast here. Download the podcast here. Yeah.
So on this show, we're going to discuss what's going on with the Yo-Yo Wiki. And since it's a wiki, we're going to have inaccurate information and discussions of unrelated topics as well.
Wicca, wicca. Wicca, wicca. That's the sound of a wiki.
It kind of sounds like a turntable. That's what
yo,
it sounds
yo.
Like.
Wicca, wicca.
Mm-hmm. All right. So to start things off here, I thought we'd talk about the current events at yoyowiki.org. As many of you might know, we've been up and running for over a year now, and we've got all kinds of articles and stuff like that. But recently we had some. We were down for about a month trying to find a new hosting company everything like that. And Harper Reed from Nada2.org and, I don't know, howtoyoyo.com.
Yeah.
Said that he would host us, and so now we're up and running again on these awesome fast servers and everything. And so go to yoyowiki.org and log in and edit to your heart's content, because there's a lot of work to be done.
Now, can you explain exactly how a wiki works in case somebody hasn't used one?
Mm-hmm. A wiki is a community of people, and anybody can join and edit any article on the wiki. So the goal is to be an encyclopedic collection of yo-yo information that's completely built by the people in the community, the contributors and everything like that. The wiki, Yo-Yo Wiki, does require you to register because we were getting hammered with spam and everything like that, so we had to require people to register. Do you remember registering, Doc?
I do remember registering a long time ago, and then I updated my my profile because it was extremely inaccurate, and I wanted to make it more inaccurate. And then I lost my password. But now that you guys are back up and running, I actually registered again, and I've been making things more inaccurate.
Well, good. How easy is it to register?
It's yes. You just sign up. You just do it. It's
yep.
It's
you don't have to do an email confirmation. You just put in a username and a password, and that's it.
It's basically the very least that you can do to get away with not being, you know, overloaded with spam. That's all
exactly.
You guys are doing is just one little step to block a spam bot from coming through.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm looking at a page here on the wiki that I find quite fascinating. Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
It's the media page.
The wiki media.
Yo-Yo's in the media. I think I heard you say something about this being the most popular page right now. Is that by like views or edits or what?
That's by edits. People really seem to enjoy adding stuff to this one particular page.
Well, there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of space in there. Just when I look at, like, yo-yos and television, I can think of, you know, tons of Simpsons episodes right away, or I can think of just, you know, just different shows that have yo-yoing characters that, like, yo-yo all the time, or yo-yos in the movies. It's just one of those things that, you know, people like to talk about pop culture, and we as yo-yoers always like to, you know, notice whenever something's on TV, like, oh, Regis Philbin played with the yo-yo, and so we gotta grab it. And in particular, for me, my interest is the yo-yos and video games. I know there's tons of games out there with yo-yos in them. I can't think of them all right now. I just added Yo-Noid. Do you remember Yo-Noid?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a terrible game.
Terrible game. The end of each... if you don't know, Yo-Noid was the Domino's character, Red. He had bunny ears for some reason.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he was annoying, and that annoyingness was supposed to make you buy Domino's pizza.
It was a terrible character, too. It's not just the game. It was a terrible character.
And it's absolutely just one of the worst, like, pop culture things ever. Like, how did it ever get approved? So, of course, Capcom had to make a game from it. I mean, how could you not? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, because the raisins had already been taken. The California raisins had been taken. So Capcom had to get in there. So they made a game. And I don't know how well you remember it, but I remember that at the end of each level, you had to enter a pizza eating contest against the computer, and if you failed the contest, you had to do the whole level over again. So to the very end, you actually did all the work, and the end thing, there was three menus, and you had to pick the menu with the highest number, like 1, 3, or 5. So you picked the menu with like 5 pizzas, and if your opponent picked the lower number, or picked a menu with a lower number, he would lose. And of course, your opponent was a computer. And for some reason, the Nintendo, being you know the great pizza eating champion it was, would always eat one. It would, like every single level. But here's the thing: it took forever, right?
Yeah.
And you couldn't fast forward through it. And if you didn't pay attention and enter your thing at the right time, you would lose and you'd be reset. So it was basically just sitting there, like the Noid enters, you know, eats 2 pizzas. How many would you like to eat? And you're like, 5, 5, 5. It's the worst game. I mean, not that it would be a great game, not that it was a disappointment.
Right, right.
So anyway, that's updated to the Yo-Yo's videos. Do you have a favorite section in the media section?
Well, I was just looking over TV here, and it mentions John and Rebecca Higbee on Letterman. It mentions Dr. House. Who through season 1 would play with a yo-yo periodically. But I just noticed that there's no Malcolm in the Middle on here.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, the Dewey would play with yo-yos. He actually played with yo-yos like at award shows and stuff.
And he went to Golden Apple Comics for their yo-yo club several times, I guess. Which is cool.
You know what I'm thinking should be added to the TV one would be Scrubs. McBride was a frequent character on Scrubs.
I don't know how frequent he was.
He bought that house, on Eagle Island, with his royalty checks from numerous. But it was a lot. He was on there a lot.
Okay. I'm forced to believe you because you say that it's true. But I've seen the show. I've seen the whole show a couple times, like the whole run. Because I like it, but I've never noticed him.
I would say 10 times, and in the later times he had speaking roles.
Really?
Yeah, he said "ow" or something once. He did, and that pays more.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So he started off as just another pretty face, and as that no longer worked for him, he became a pretty voice. On the show. Not a featured character. He was actually the cyst on the back of the main character's neck throughout episodes 27 and 29.
Now you're reading this from somewhere, I can tell.
No, I'm just geek speaking. I'm making it up.
That's true. another thing that I just noticed is the Simpsons, like on the commentary track for that yo-yo episode, I believe they mentioned Bride, and they mentioned Bill Leibowitz.
Ooh, neat.
On the commentary track for that.
Well, on The Simpsons, here's the one that was driving me nuts, and I was rushing to try to find like proofs or whatever, like fact check it. I swear that on all the arcade games, the cabinet games that Bart was using a yo-yo as his primary weapon. Marge had a vacuum cleaner, Bart had a yo-yo, and Lisa would throw Maggie. Okay, she wouldn't throw Maggie, but
no, she wouldn't throw Maggie. But I seem to remember, like, if you press the button too much, she would get tangled up in the yo-yo.
Oh, neat! Really?
I don't know. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
We can fact check that for the next week's episode.
Because that would probably be
podcast.
That would probably be like a gold mine of links right there. There's 8 Simpsons games for the Nintendo. I think there's quite a few. You know, there's Bartman and Radioactive Bartman and all that. So anyway, somewhere in there, you know, there's probably 2 or 3 games in that and the cabinets and then whatever other games. So yeah, that's very interesting. My buddy Nick Correa was working on the Simpsons video game for EA.
Really?
Yeah, he says it's beautiful, but I don't know if there's a yo-yo in there or not.
Yeah. Wonder how, like, they seem to do another Simpsons video game every year.
Yeah, that's where the real money comes from.
Yeah.
Merchandising.
So that's us, the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. What's new with you, Doc?
Well, I just recently signed back into Yo-Yo Wiki and updated some things. Mm. That was about 5-10 minutes ago. Before that, today I spent all day, Josh, all day, in a music studio, recording vocals for Drown Radio and other artists. Drown Radio is my music project, and so I recorded a full song for that, which is now on drownradio.com, or it will be when the show goes live, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Drown Radio, like you're drowning a radio?
Yes, drownradio.com, and that's... You actually helped with the site. I really appreciate that. Beefy was helping me for a long time, and a lot of people were helping me, but it was just, for some reason, sitting there, and it was very frustrating to me, and you just stepped in, and a week later, there's a heck of a new site up.
Yeah. It looks exactly the same.
No, it looks better.
Does it look better?
It doesn't have that blogger thing up front.
Yeah, that's true. And things work.
Yes, and it has links and stuff. Mm-hmm. So now I just have to get used to WordPress, which seems pretty good. It's got a lot of cool features to it. But so that's what I've been doing is mostly been making music. This new song Sicko, I think we might play it later on in the show. It's pretty hot.
Well, why don't we go ahead and play that right now?
Okay.
All right.
I think I have like bronchitis or something. I'm sick as fuck. Sick as a dog and I can't think straight. I'm starting to worry about my physical state, cause I'm hacking up blood and it causes great anguish due to the fact that the sickness has forced me to languish in my room for hours at a time. Now I'm wasting away in the peak of my prime. I used to spend my days doing whatever I pleased, and I never had the fear of venereal disease. The sickness has caused my testes to enlarge and my penis to emit a creamy yellow discharge. Sorry I had to hear that, but I hope you understand why now I think that death is rather close at hand. I'm becoming senile and that don't make any sense, and I've lost the ability of continence. It appears that you have the infection. I guess that you should have worn some protection.
Spring and the fall of the times, I spit more mucus than rhymes. I spit more mucus than rhymes. I spit more mucus. Spring and the fall of the times, I spit more mucus than rhymes. I spit more mucus than rhymes. I spit more mucus. Spring and the fall of the times, I spit more mucus than rhymes. I spit more mucus than rhymes. I spit more mucus. Spring and the fall of the times, I spit more mucus than rhymes. I spit more mucus than rhymes. I spit more mucus. I'm sicker than Bob Flanagan, stuck outside without his cardigan, and I'm sensitive to the weather, but I'm also lactose intolerant. Being scared to death of pollen might make me a pansy, but going it's not my fantasy, it's cyclical. Every other week I get ill. I got some sick lyrical skills, but my voice won't heal. And I'm embarrassed to see the doc, that's supposed to be me, with a PhD in popularity. So turn your head and cough 3 times to the beat. Wait, let me grab my gloves while you grab your feet. And turn your head and cough 3 times to the beat. bring in the fall of the times. Just spit more mucus than rhymes. Just spit more mucus than rhymes. Just spit more mucus. Amber's bring in the fall of the times. Just spit more mucus than rhymes. Just spit more mucus than rhymes. Just spit more mucus. Amber's bring in the fall of the times. Just spit more mucus than rhymes. Just spit more mucus than rhymes. Just spit more mucus. Amber's bring in the fall of the times. Just spit more mucus than rhymes. Just spit more mucus than rhymes. Just spit more mucus.
Oh my God! It's getting empty. Put your sick back in the music. Put your sick back in the music. Pollen puts the sick back in the. You know, dairy.
I spewed half melted chunks.
Whatever your sickness is, whatever.
It's got a Kleenex.
Doc Pop
Kleenex.
I'm a method rat.
I need a Kleenex.
Before I went into the studio, I spent like a week in the infirmary licking people's spoons.
It is getting hot.
Take this shit real.
No, not trying to guilt trip.
That's just my poor
being sick. You know, this song's catchy as hell, but not really in a good way. And wheezing kind of way. Yeah.
And we're back. That was Sicko by Drown Radio.
Yeah, I really like that that cough beat at the beginning. That's really funny.
I never heard him rap before in his life. I got a friend ad from him in MySpace. I went to his thing, and the only thing he had on there, the first thing I heard, at least, was this track, and it said Sick, and I listened to it, and it said, hey guys, a lot of people have been asking why I haven't been making music lately. Well, I'm sick. Listen to this. And he wheezes for 10 seconds, and then he goes through a coughing fit for about 20 seconds after the 10 seconds. And I said, this is incredible. This is so good. And I downloaded it, and I started... I basically stole the hack from him and started creating this song around it. And then as I got really attached to it, I was like, oh, man, you know what? I've got to credit this guy. Man, I'm probably going to have him rap on it or something. And I never even heard him rap at that point. So I asked him if he'd be into doing a collab with me, and I played him what I had so far. So I did all of that before ever talking to him. Oh. And he said he would. And I love his verse. It's really good. So I kind of lucked out.
Yeah,
he could
have—he
could have been just a hack.
Hack.
So, Joshy, what have you been up to lately?
Not too much. As far as yo-yoing goes, we've got Indiana State's coming up in a few weeks, and I've done a couple things for Takeshi to get ready for that. I've been making some videos. Did you see my latest video, Doc?
The Samurai one, no. I saw a bit of it, yes, but
okay.
No.
Oh, you didn't sit around for the whole minute and a half?
I didn't. It looked a lot like the Lefties video. There was just something about it that I thought I was watching the same video. I was going to watch it some other time when I could like sit and watch it more. Okay. But as far as I got into it, I didn't see any of the samurai references or anything. You guys make some in there, right?
A little bit. Yeah, we talk about the samurai tour. John Butch was just saying that he thought it should have been the Viking samurai tour.
Right on.
Instead of the samurai tour. That's boring. But samurais.
So that's kind of the hook of the video, the crutch of the video is John Butch's monologue about videos. You don't have that in an MP3 that you could play on the show, do you?
I don't.
But people can just go to schlichto.com and they can check it out.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. The reason that we met on Saturday was because Duncan was making this big announcement about what they about something, and so we met to find out early what the announcement would be and stuff like that, and found out that they're going on a tour. Worst
Wait.
Announcement ever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's I'm confused. You guys met and they called you, or you found out online? I mean, how did you find out at a club sooner than you would have found out at home?
I emailed Bride and told him we were meeting, yeah. And he emailed me the night before to let me know what the secret was, so I could tell people at the club.
Well, Duncan has long been. King of the disappointment announcements. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when the Viking thing came out like a year ago, it was like a month of inane posting. And then it was like, oh, you guys are going to videotape yourselves while you go to... Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Like, and did they do that again? Did they do another overhyped thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Neat.
That's what I would say. It's like... to any club that's meeting, we're going to let you in on the secret early. And I'm like, well, are
so
they
going
to sponsor some of these clubs or something like that? Are they going to do something cool? No, they're just going to do something cool without us.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. No, I didn't know that they were making those announcements. I haven't been checking the boards very often, honestly. So neat. Well, you know, you guys had an extra meeting.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't want to meet this weekend anyway.
We're going to meet this weekend too. This is a normal meeting weekend.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be there at least.
So now that you've had a week to process that huge news.
I know.
Cuz I imagine after that you guys were, you know, speechless.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just everyone just kind of looking at each other going, yeah. So, you know, this time you guys have thought about it and, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember when I saw Brain Candy, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what I thought about it until
about a
week later.
Oh, the Kids in the Hall movie.
The Kids in the Hall movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it and three of us had gone through great lengths to see it. And when we finally saw it, I think we had an hour drive home and we just didn't talk to each other on the way home. We were all thinking about the movie. And I was beginning to think that I didn't like it about a week later. And about a week and a half later, I realized actually I thought it was very good. So sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to take time to process. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been making a lot of movies. You've been hacking hardware. You made a video camera out of a disposable camera, right?
No, I made a reusable camera out of a reusable video camera out of a disposable video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good hack. I mean, the big hack there was making the cable, and I haven't soldered in seven, eight years. So I went out and bought a soldering iron and built a cable. So that was fun.
Was it like micro soldering or pretty simple soldering?
It was pretty standard circuit board soldering for the plug.
Cool.
Yeah, and I made a video for that. That was called Anywhere You Go, Anything You Do, I'll Have My Eye on You.
I was just going to say it was a story video. It wasn't just a yo-yo video. It wasn't like
right,
a clip
yeah,
video.
Yeah, it was a little bit more of a narrative. It was about a fast 201 that was stalking the main character and eventually beats him to death at the end. So, you know.
Now, when casting for the role, how did you come across a fast 201?
Well, that was actually a gift from Dylan Kowalski. From Chicago, and you know, I'd been playing with it a lot, and I had a hard time getting away from the yo-yo. You know, once I started playing with it, and so I thought I'll go ahead and use that in the video.
Yeah. Which I'm looking, and it's not in the yo-yo media section.
It's not. I do not have that up on my site yet. That was done before I started the site, but. I should get that up there. That's a good point.
What are your plans for Shulikto.com? What is the overall? Is it just going to be a blog and your home on the net, or is there plans?
That's my goal. I mean, it's called Shulikto.com because it's my blog and my home on the net. I don't have any more goals than to just keep blogging as much as I can and and make videos and stuff like that and have a good time.
Word. I need to up my blogging.
Yeah, you've been slacking off on the blogging. The reason I started blogging often was because you were blogging often, and now you're not blogging at all.
Blogging off. I blog all the time.
Yeah, a couple times a week.
Couple times. I have bigger projects that take up. So my blogs are more epic when they go online.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I don't blog every time I throw something out into the river anymore. You know, they're articles now. I've got a reputation. So, yeah.
Right.
So I have another blog that's hidden where I have no reputation and I can blog freely.
Yeah.
Any other videos that you've been watching on yo-yoing? Any other yo-yo videos?
Yeah, I do want to mention one other yo-yo video that Takeshi made recently. It's called Entropy, and it's a video of physics, the yo-yo from Indiana, and it is hands down the best yo-yo video I've seen this year. Absolutely. If there was an award, it would go to this video right here. I blogged it on my site, so you can go to schlichto.com and see it, or you can go to the yoyoing.com/videos and see it there too.
You've got it on your site. You're like hosting it for what's his name? Yeah.
No, I've just linked to the yoyoing.com.
Well, I haven't seen that. That was definitely the one thing I wanted to do tonight was check out that video because I heard you talk about it. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that just about wraps it up for the first episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
Wiki.
So go check out yoyowiki.org. Log in. Edit. We need people to edit for grammar and spelling. We need people to edit for edit and contribute content. There's a lot of work to do, and you just might be the person to do it.
Me?
Well, I was talking to the listener. Well,
the listener
listening too, but
the listener might be. That's awesome. We need somebody to make a button that whenever you push it, it goes wiki, so you can go wiki. Yeah. That should be up there somewhere. I am just saying. So yes, thank you very much, Josh, for getting the stuff back on. And you know, who else helped you with that before we go?
With Yo-Yo Wiki, Wilfred has been a consummate editor, and he's a administrator now on Yo-Yo Wiki, and of course Harper Reed from HowToYoYo.com.
Yeah, well, I love that Wilfred. But if he ever edits one of my posts, I will kick and scream and throw the biggest fit that you have ever seen. But, you know, Harper would never touch a post, so. You know, so that's fine. That's great. Yay, Wilfred. Don't ever edit me. Yay. Well, cool.
All right, and then in future episodes, my goal is to be able to get Wilfred on a call. On a podcast, and hope to be able to get some people on from other yo-yo forums too, because I'm a moderator on Extreme Spin, but see if we can get somebody on from Yo-Yo Nation and Skill Toys, and I don't know, does yoyoing.com have moderators? I don't know, whatever.
Yes. Okay. Hey, can we get Greg and Mike